In Sichuan, Luo Shifa, the party secretary who'd helped his village through the famine, was denounced.
I didn't expect the Cultural Revolution would affect me. Why should it? I knew I hadn't done anything wrong. I'd always had the support of the people. At the denunciation meeting, they slapped my face and forced me to kneel down. Kneeling on hot charcoal and broken glass was almost a daily routine. So what I did was to put a soft pad inside my pant legs, and that made it easier when I was forced to my knees.
In schools, pupils attacked their teachers.
Our headmaster had been really good to us, but even he couldn't escape. We didn't hate him personally, but he represented bourgeois values, so we had to attack him. We dragged our headmaster onto the school stage. Then students put a dunce cap on his head and a big placard around his neck. The more extreme we were, the more loyal we felt to Chairman Mao.
In Shanghai, the teacher who taught her class to love Mao was now accused of being disloyal.
There were several hundred Red Guards wearing armbands. Others had military belts. Some had scissors in their hands, ready to cut people's hair. They chopped off my hair and beat me with sticks. They ordered me to produce the Red Book and to recite that revolution means rebellion and violence. That day I was wearing a white shirt without pockets, so I wasn't carrying the Red Book with me. They said, if you're not carrying the Red Book, that means you aren't loyal to Chairman Mao. How dare you say you love Chairman Mao? You deserve to be overthrown. It was December in Shanghai, and very cold. They ordered me to stand outside the playground from morning to night. But then they thought the punishment wasn't severe enough, so they got a big blackboard and pressed it down on me. One of them stood on the right side and one on the left, like a seesaw, and I was squashed in the middle. They wanted to knock me down and keep me down forever.
Xiao Ailing was left with permanent injuries to her face. Up to 1 million were killed or driven.